If the recall goes through, who actually seats the new board members?
That was one of many questions at Tuesday evening's regular Borough Assembly meeting regarding the upcoming recall election and the future of the replacement hospital project. Especially election on the question of whether to recall 8 out of the 9 members who sit on Wrangell Medical Center's board of directors is set for June 19th. The assembly was unable to answer the question of who will appoint new members if a large-scale turnover of the hospital board occurs. City Manager Timothy Rooney says he plans to contact the city attorney before the answer.
Rather than us speculate on this, this is something that we should let Bob look at.
Okay.
We'll have him develop a written answer, and I'll have it to you before the next regular meeting.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Along with the recall election, Rooney addressed concerns pertaining to the future funding of the new hospital facility. In a recent letter to the city, main financer USDA says due to the potential instability of the hospital board, they are forced to reconsider their current loan agreement signed last year for the construction of the new hospital.
What the USDA has communicated now with the pending recall petition is that if there is a, I want to use Mr. Nordland's words, but if there is a complete overhaul of the WMC board, that they would have to reconsider whether or not they would continue to loan that money as a revenue bond and whether they would want to change it to a general obligation bond.
USDA's loan is for approximately $25 million. Currently, their loan agreement is that of a revenue bond, which would be paid back by money generated by the hospital. If it were to change to a general obligation bond, it would need to be approved by the voters of Wrangell, as well as stipulates that in an event that there is a shortfall in hospital revenues, city property taxes would make up the difference in the payment. Rooney says at this time, city staff is looking at possible limitations of that loan. Hospital CEO Nolsel Ray says in the event a new hospital facility is unable to be built, the current hospital would have to downsize from 22 beds to 12.
My biggest concern, obviously, was whether we'd be viable or not. Not so much the cost of making the physical plant changes, because they would be substantial, but in the size of our rooms. We have really small rooms, and as you all know, many of you have been in or visited. We have 10 semi-private, or rooms that we have dual two beds in. And all of those rooms, those bathrooms are non-compliant. So. For us to expand and make an AIA acceptable or an ADA acceptable, for that matter, bathroom, we will lose 10 beds in the facility, in the current facility.
USDA plans to wait until after the special election to decide on the terms of the loan. The special election on whether to recall 8 out of the 9 members who sit on the city-owned hospital board is set for Tuesday, June 19th. Polls will open at 8 a.m. and go until 8 p.m. The last day for absentee voting in person is June 18th. The canvassing board will meet June 21st to certify votes, and results will be available June 25th. And in new business, the Assembly unanimously passed the 2012-2013 fiscal year budget. Stay tuned for more on Tuesday evening's meeting and future news broadcasts. To listen to the entire May 22nd Borough Assembly meeting, go to www.kstk.org. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.